Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 138 and it's the Itchy and Scratchy edition. Not a show, that's trademarked. No, I can't do that. That's the excellent Chaos Royale with Gotta Work, Sisters of Amarie mix. And that's I hope that woke you up. That's a great way to start Radio Clash. This is the Itchy and Scratchy edition. I'm not going to call it the Itchy and Scratchy show, because otherwise I'll probably get sued by the makers of The Simpsons. The reason it's called Itchy and Scratchy is probably getting into too much information territory. TMI, which, as I said recently, don't you know that's the anagram of Tim? Yes, read him and weep. Is that I have had really bad eczema, so I think even to the point of the reason why I'm recording this show is I actually a day off work because it got so bad, and that's pretty bad eczema. So this is why I'm doing this show. So it had to be called that, really. And also, it's a psychological term as well, because certainly the reason why I've been liking them loud or aggressive, or, and that's just my men. No, loud and aggressive is because the just because things have been getting on top of me. It's been stressful, hence you probably guessed from the Digital Debris edition from hell. Literally, it was from hell. Yes, it was sent to me from hell through the Hell podcast, which is hell.com/RSS. You might have guessed, things, stress have been getting me down, the stress of trains being shit, stress of work, stress of not being paid. You might hear there's a little theme running through this show musically. I probably shouldn't give it away like that, but yeah, there is. I was listening to it and thinking, actually, oh my god, there is a theme here. Even though I'm not supposed to be a theme, because agencies haven't been paying me. They have not been paying me. I'm owed 3.5 weeks' work by 2 agencies. And it's one of these things where I have to convince the bank that I do have money. It's not that I'm deciding to go fully overdrawn and have a massive credit card debt for no reason. It's just that I'm owed several £1,000. So this is the great thing of freelancing, and this is why I'm very pissed off. And that doesn't help things, because of course asthma and eczema, which I both have, are stress-related illnesses, such as Tim MD, but they are stress-related. They're made worse by stress. I would argue that they are fully stress-related, because I'd probably kick someone to say that, because there are other reasons for them to happen, genetic and biological and pollution and all kinds of other lovely things. But certainly stress is a major factor, and I'm just kind of wondering if I can send the expense bills to my agencies for all the prescriptions and time off work, because they are a bunch of... sorry for listening to it, but you're a bunch of cunts. They are. So I've got some good music in the show. It's good angry or good ambient. Even some mashups. There's a couple of good mashups from a few good albums and people later on. And you can find out more at Chaos Royale at chaosreal.com. He was saying to me that he was a bit short of money. He's over in I think Tokyo, and there's a donate button on his site. So use it. Well worth getting. And I like that sort of. It reminds me of sort of stuff that Pod just done and Scatter and various other people, Jules, but taken to 11 with that distortion, which is great. I like that a lot. I just like kind of evil sounds like that, especially when I'm now spending, not to say a lot of my life, but certainly a part of my life amongst those lovely people in the community, the Suits, going to Liverpool Street. Sometimes the only way you can cope is to play some very loud music on your iPod and just scowl at them and sort of imagine disemboweling them, because people in suits are just, I'm sorry if you have to wear a suit, but certainly it's just, oh god, this is more the type of people who work in the city. It's just, they look down on you, and I'm thinking, no, actually I probably earn more than you, ha 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 ha, when I get paid. So this is a new discovery of mine. I played one of his tracks on the Hell Show. It's Podsafe, my god. But I thought it was well worth actually, not say duplicating the same tracks, but certainly cross-posting between two of the podcasts. Oh, by the way, you can find out Digital Debris, because Hell was number one. You might have heard the pilot, which is number zero. You can find it on digitaldebris.org.uk, and it's well recommended by me, because I made it. Honest, true. Honest, Gov. It's good. No, you can. There's been. Other people seem to be enjoying it, so I must have done something wrong there. But anyway, his new discovery is Jinx Titanic, who is one of the few things that is out there, which is an out gay performer. There's lots of closeted ones, but an out gay performer who is B, good. Because there's lots of people in category A who don't actually fall into category B. And we can name quite a lot of names that don't fall into category B. Sorry, it's a bit like a math lesson, isn't it? But yeah, there are lots of LGBT and anyone who knows me who are crap. I'm sorry. There are big exceptions to this rule. Jeb 50 band, no, you can stand up, and so can LD, and so can Pat Rock. Of course, Magnetic Fields, definitely. And so basically, if I play them on the show, usually that they're the good people, you know. Even his sisters, although the last albums were here. And Jeb will kill me for saying that. But there are not, I don't know, it's one of these things that I always find that when I listen to them, it's either some lesbian singer songwriter with an acoustic trying to be, what's her face? Trying to be, Nana Mouskouri or something. Or it's somebody doing kind of limp disco kind of electro clash. But you know, not with any balls, weirdly. So it's nice to actually hear somebody who A has a sense of humour, and B is actually good, and C is gay, and talks about it in his music, and is not too bad himself. I'm not playing it because I fancy him, because he's not really my type, but certainly he doesn't fall into any of the pretty boy categories, especially with one of the pictures of one of his albums. He's actually, I think, was it that Boot Boy? It's got a picture of him sort of with someone with a boot on top of him in some toilet somewhere, which is like, way to go. I'm sure you can sell that into a lot of shops, but brilliant. So this is from the brilliantly titled, Super 8? Is it Super 8 Comshot? I think it's called. Super 8 Comshot Volume 1. If you're such a man, why don't you take it like a woman? And this is dedicated to a few bears I know. I was feeling brokenhearted when this love story started, and maybe I was just too drunk to see. Let my brain stop thinking when my heart began to sinking, and you wrapped your rough and burly arms around me.
Alright!
Well, I wish someone had told me in a month you'd get real ornery about the way I sometimes like to be the queen.
Woo-hoo!
So, oh boy, before you leave me, it pleased me and relieved me if you answered this your question honestly. If you're such a man,
and no one's ever seen you cry,
you're such a man,
you guzzle beer like a real guy,
you're such a man,
you can kick ass to the sky.
Why do you take it like a woman? Now I don't want to disgrace you, but I feel I need to break through your disguise, cause honey, something just ain't right. In the daytime, you're so manly with the boys and with your family. Do they know who you were sleeping with last night?
You tell.
And it really didn't thrill me that time you tried to kill me when I went and bought that Cosmo magazine. Cause when you thought I was sleeping, I think I caught you peeking, and even tried on my Maybelline. You're such a man.
You open bottles with your teeth.
You're such a man.
Can't call you Peter cause you're
stinky. You're such a man.
You got them great big stinky feet.
Why do you take it like a woman? Now sugar, I hope you understand that I'm up for feeling sad when cuss or curse you try to make a scene. Tomorrow when I'm missing, I know that you'll be wishing for a ride upon my long-haul limousine. If you're such a man,
who likes to do it in the dirt?
You're such a man.
When you take a punch, it doesn't hurt.
You're such a man.
And you got a sweaty undershirt.
Why do you take it like a woman? Now, partner, like I told you, it felt real nice to hold you when we would go romping in the hay. For speaking, answer if you got the guts and balls to say if you're such a man.
We're waiting.
You're such a man.
Well,
you're such a man.
You're a big sissy.
Why do you make it? Why do you fake it?
Why do you take it like a wolf?
Yeah. sound. Girly girls, get on the floor. Make the homeboys dance some more. Don't go till you work it from head to toe. Work it.
Stop. team and I are in Bermuda, deep sea fishing. If all goes well, we'll be heading back to the dock with crates of booty, filled with blue lobster, freshwater Harrison squid, barrels of Peterson shrimp, forkfish, and kelp. The ship's captain, an old college buddy of mine named Edgar Maccabee, tells me that the waves are perfect for a big catch. It's a good day to be alive, he tells me. The crew is happy, daydreaming about what they'll do with their share of the money once we make anchor and take our haul to the market. Young William Iverson tells me that he'll build a house for himself and his wife Mary to live in. Somewhere in the country, he tells me. Far, far away from all of this. That night, down in the dock while the waves gently lap against the side of the boat, we sing shanties and drink wine. Little did we know that by noon the next day, half of us would be mangled, bloody beyond recognition. A school of sharks would turn my boat and its entire crew into a floating bucket of chum. There's this young librarian I know named Marjorie. She's very shy. You'd hardly even know she was there under all those bangs. But there's something about her. Something about the way she unbuttons her blouse, that one extra button. Just enough so you'd notice if you were paying attention. There's something about the way she licks her lips while she reads her books. And something about the way she crosses her legs under the desk and lets her skirt ride up past her thigh, revealing the fact that she's not wearing any underwear. So you can just barely see a hint. Just a suggestion. Just the faintest little whisper of her pretty little teapot dripping boiling hot water all over the floor. I'm in the rare book archive at the Firestone Library, and Marjorie is holding my big, fat, crinkle-cut French fry in her hand. The air conditioner broke, so Marjorie and I have to blow on each other to stay cool. At this one certain point, my big loaf of bread accidentally slips inside her oven mitt, and we start making pound cake, kid. Ends in a hospital. A doctor tells me that I have a visitor. It's Edgar Maccabee, the captain, the only other survivor. We talk, Edgar and I, we catch up. Edgar tells me about the shark attack, about how old Murph's head got bit off trying to save young William, and I tell Edgar about how Marjorie and I did a wheelbarrow in front of the mayor. As it turns out, I've been in a coma for weeks and I'm starving. Luckily for me, Edgar's brought with him a few sandwiches. Beef bologna, bib lettuce, Colby cheese and a bit of mustard on 7-grain whole wheat bread. Nothing fancy. Just a good old-fashioned sandwich. He's also got tuna sandwiches. Just straight-up tuna sandwich on wheat. No tomato, no lettuce. Just tuna sandwich on wheat. The moral of the story is this. Don't try to be someone you're not, because life is too short. Just be who you are. Because we only get one turn on this big blue marble.
Excellent advice from Michael Showalter with Erotica, a radio edit version, which I think probably adds to the humour of that version because he's a comedian, but is the fact that all the euphemisms he uses, crinkle cut fry indeed. Brilliant, that's via Storyagum, and I'd love to hear the explicit version, but I've got a feeling that might be disappointing after that because it's kind of, it works better because he's not actually mentioned, he's not, apparently the other version is quite explicit. And then before that was, you're probably thinking, that sounds really familiar. Well, if it's sort of got a passing resemblance to a track you might have heard, a very rare track called Blue Monday, that's because they ripped it off from there. That's Klein and MBO, Dirty Talk. And when I heard it, I was like, oh my God, yes, they did. They did rip it off. Apparently, according to Wikipedia, along with Sylvester, You Make Me Feel Right, Mighty Real bassline. Yeah, I can hear the octave trick, but still, it's not really that similar. Apparently, the drum pattern from Our Love by Don Summer and a bit of Kraftwerk. The Kraftwerk, I can believe, because they were already kind of using bits and sampling, kind of sampling via early tape technologies, bits of Kraftwerk, I think, for some of the R choirs for Joy Division. They were using, I forget the device, the machine that used little discs. It's 1960s, and it plays, it was supposed to be for home organs, and they were using one of those, and it's got a very fancy name, and I can't remember it, Opticon or something like that. Optigon? I'm not sure. Then before that was Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. That's a DJ Balletta remix. Mixed into IOU, the Dice Freestyle Death remix. What could be the theme there? But that was from Parmat Sounds. I don't know where I got the Daft Punk. I think it was from another blog when I was running around trying to find the track I played before that. Though not this track, The Egyptian Lover, Baddest Beat Around. I'm going through a real Egyptian Lover kick, because years ago I heard a tape, or probably a copy of Deep Heat, which had my House on the Nile. The same one actually had Love Bug Starsky on it, so there is a kind of a link there. And I thought that's good, and it's weird. I'll sort of make a little note about a band or somewhere I want to hear more of, and it might be like, 15, 20 years later before I actually go, oh, actually, yes, I'll check them out. It just depends whether I remember them or not. But I don't know, some reason I just suddenly was like, Egyptian Lover, especially when I was looking for the Love of Starsky. I was like, what's that other track? Oh, yes, Egyptian Lover. Very good electro. I like what he's doing, and prototype to a lot of that sort of booty bass, B-more stuff with his Shake That Booty and all that sort of stuff. But also I like the fact that it is very Kraftwerk like. Living on the Nile, Computer Love, which is kind of Kraftwerk meets Computer Love bracket Sweet Dreams. So it's kind of like almost like if you did try to do a cover version mixing Eurythmics with Kraftwerk. I'm not really selling this well, but electro, but it works well. And but yeah, I just love the little melodies. He's like the Black Kraftwerk. I don't remember telling me someone else's. Then before that was Future Sound of London remix by Mantronics. We have Explosive. Not autobiographical, but just a very, very good beat and a very good tune. And then before that was from the Alive 2007 tour. They've actually released this as a single. That's Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. And the video is worth getting because it's made by Michel Gondry's brother, I think Olivier Gondry. And what he did was he got, I think it was one of the dates in America, he got 250 fans to actually use small cameras or phones or whatever, I think small cameras, to shoot. So it's a bit like, if you remember that Beasties video where they're shooting the audience, but there's 250 of them and he kept mixing. And it's interesting, obviously they were paying attention. Oops, sorry. They're paying attention when people were posting all of those phone videos of the Alive tour, including the wireless one I was at last year. They obviously were paying attention because it's just like that. It's just like a kind of slightly more sort of remixed version of one of sort of many of those. Initially, I thought they'd actually gone and took all the footage from YouTube. I thought, well, no, they can't really easily do that, but it's almost like they have, and that works really well. And then before that was Jinx Titanic with If You're Such a Man, Why Don't You Take It Like a Woman. That's probably a little bit more sort of country and comedy than the rest of his stuff. Some of his other stuff on that album is quite heavy. He's even done stuff which is more disco and blues, and he seems to be very, very much into different genres, which we like around here. So talking of that man, just before then, I'm going to play a track by the Minutemen, or is it the Minute Men? I'm not totally sure. They're very small, or they aren't going to last a minute. I'm not totally sure. And they're something that was introduced to me by Simon Reynolds' book, Rip It Up and Start Again. And they are a sort of American new wave band, quite talented, quite odd in some senses. Obviously, they weren't just, you know, they weren't just a bunch of punks. They knew how to play their instruments. So they've got kind of got almost a mix of a Talking Heads vibe mixed with psychedelia and also punk. And this is from the Double Nickels on the Dime album. And this Ain't No Picnic. And this is also might be slightly autobiographical. Thank you.
your hearse is here to take you far away in luxury, and you will never have to do another thing. Your hearse is here to take you for a ride. You can lay down inside. Today's your lucky day. Your hearse is here.
once get you down. Though you've been sitting here for hours, hoping a voice could soon be found that speaks much louder than this music. Feel a little off colour and out for the counts, so let it get you down. Talking keep you up. If they're your friends, they share your vision. And as the phone ring breaks the silence, they don't figure out that you don't want to answer. Fear a little off colour rounds, tired of the sounds, to let it get you down. Just because you're young, you're useless. You know it's not naive to think that you can change the things around, and that no man is an island. For I'd rather be a pebble in an ocean vast and drown, alone and make no sound.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of English summer, drilling the lawnmowers, the smack of the willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that. You might still see it in the desert. Little fluffy clouds in them, and little fluffy clouds in them.
The skies in the Southwest are spectacular. You were born in Chicago, right?
And we came to Arizona when I was 4 and left when I was 14.
Oh, so you really went to grade school and everything. So you grew up hot.
Yeah. I learned how to walk across the tar with a towel. You run 15 steps. Or so throw the towel down. Stand up, pull your feet up, and run some more, throw the towel down. Or find the tiniest piece of shade where something, it's, you know, the littlest thing was, and you'd stand on your tiptoes in that piece of shade till you could run further. Little fluffy clouds in them, little fluffy clouds in them.
Did you have irrigation ditches?
Yeah.
That was like the center of our life.
All the pop bottles in the irrigation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and little guppies and frogs.
Did you live like in a suburb?
I think all of Phoenix is a suburb, isn't it?
I know. I guess so.
I think so. And they were just building it up so there'd be track houses.
Play when you were a kid? Who did you play with?
Well, we moved a lot. I'm thinking of now, when you asked me that at this time, about 64, 65. I had a couple of friends at school, usually boys, a couple of boys. And I think most of the time we made up games, climb trees, make up dance routines or shows or stuff. We made up games. Mostly I think I played horses now that I think of it. I'd be a horse. I'd run the field making horse sounds. That was my favorite thing to do.
Just to make a horse sound?
Not nearly as good, I know. Can't even do that as well. Little fluffy clouds in them. Fluffy clouds and
what were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. When we lived in Arizona, the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them. They were long, clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. Fluffy clouds and little fluffy clouds and the clouds with the fluffy clouds. That's it.
Soon? Or will you leave me lying here? In your favorite darkness? Your favorite half-light? Your favorite consciousness? Your favorite slave?
Slave. might die down soon, or we'll always be here. Your favorite passion, your favorite games, your favorite mirror, a favorite slave.
Thank you.
That's the excellent 60-watt kid with Every Day from San Francisco. I don't know anything more than that. I think that's probably another Stereogum. That's one of them. I got that from one of the blogs. I meant to play it for a couple of shows. There's something really interestingly shambolic. But the tune sounds kind of familiar, though it's not, but it does. It's kind of interesting. I don't think it's a cover. Then before that was something that was definitely a cover, is Monica Green with a cover of Chicago's 25 or 6-4. I've always thought that's a very, very odd song, really. I mean, it's kind of early, it's late psychedelic early prog kind of thing, but it's an odd song. It's a very odd song. Apparently about writing a song, but suddenly it's about that sort of 3 a.m. eternal, that 3 a.m. moment, I think. But before that was Jinx Titanic again with How I Wasted a Beautiful Day. It's an interesting song as well. Then before that was Subaki Tobaka with In Your Room, cover of Depeche Mode. That's from Copy comma writes, they posted their best of 2004, and they I think I don't think I got the even the Monica Green might be from Copy Comma Write, or either that or Puritan Blister, some of these blogs I frequent, probably in the Dirty Mac. So yeah, the that's from originally from 2004, and they've been reposting kind of best ofs. Then before that, from the new Flying White Dots album, that's Walking on Clouds. I like that, especially as I'm a big Orb fan, and it's quite an interesting album. It's what's it called? It's called Into the Great Unknown, and it seems to be a lot of more sort of arty ambient music in there, sort of Brian Eno and Aphex Twin and a few other people, and mixed in with the likes of Dylan and Beck and people like that, and Outkast even. And I think most of the album's really good, much better than Staring Into the Sun, which I think is the first one, which is more psychedelic, and I don't think bits of it worked, but most of it didn't. And I think that's much more but higher hit rate on the album. Then before that was Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly, or as Kirk always calls them, Get Cake, Wear Cake, Fly, with Once More a Feeling from his album, Confessions of a Bohemian Teenager. Interesting how that's kind of, it's quite up. Most of his other songs are quite sort of almost ranty, and is almost like Billy Bragg of the sort of naughty generation, but that's very up, which I do appreciate. Then before that was a very strange cover of Anarchy in the UK with by Low IQ 01 featuring Yukari Fresh, and that goes out to the Wob crew. Yeah, that goes out to Pete. Yes, I managed to sandwich another Yannicka covering. Then before that was Jinx Titanic again with Your Hearse Is Here. Of course, that's about those people who drug themselves to death on the scene. Little scene queens and the people who go to those balls. No, get that out of your mind, not that kind of ball. These kind of, I forget what they call them. The circuit, they call it the circuit in the States, where they have these big sort of circuit of people who are, I don't know if they're trust fund bunnies or they've got some older partner paying for them. They go around and take loads of drugs and go to places like Fire Island and go to all these big parties and have got absolutely no brains. And then before that was the Minutemen with This Ain't No Picnic, because it ain't. No. So this is the end of Radio Clash, and I hope you enjoyed it. You can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I should try saying it backwards. Me email ukco dot oh well anyway you can reverse it anyway reverse flip it in reverse if you want. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm gonna play out with another Flying White Dots track. This is what sold me on the album. It's the first one I heard, and I've not actually heard many people do mashups with Michael Nyman. I think this is a Nyman track. I mean, it could be someone else, but I'm pretty sure it's a Nyman track. I'm pretty sure it's actually from Drowning With Numbers, because it sounds like one of those tracks. And this is called Spread Your Cause. I think it's mixed with Beck. I think this is Beck. So he didn't tell, it doesn't say on his site what this is. You have to play Music Detective. So I hope you're all well, and I'll speak to you soon. Oh, and don't forget, there's two things coming up. I'm DJing on Sunday at the Parkade, and that will be from 12 till 2. So that translates to a PST, so that translates to 8 till 10 UK time. And I'm also DJing at a night which, well, it's not a night, a morning, DJ at a morning, it's a night some part of the world. I'm also DJing at the Lesbian, Gay, Bi and Trans Awareness Day as well, sort of about an hour earlier, so from 10 to 11 PST, which is a excuse me, 10 to 11 PST, and Amanda Shinji, my co-owner or co-DJ at Parkade, will be DJing from 11 to 12. So that will be at, I think it's a place called Xenia. It's probably best if you search for it, or if you want to come along, let me know. I'm DJ Nono Ulysses in Second Life. contact me and I'll send you a landmark. So I'll be DJing there, and I'll also be always, usually as always, DJing Wednesdays from 10 till 12 UK, which translates to 2 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. So at the Parkade. So that's my usual cruise control night. So a lot of the music I play on here, I play there. Sundays are always ambient, so I'll be playing some ambient stuff. So you might actually probably hear more of the Flying White Dots album. So this is Flying White Dots, and I'll speak to you soon.
Sorry, eyes and cut through bone and make it hard to leave you alone, leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your guns. Somebody knew. Baby, I'm lost. 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 Too many people you used to know, they see you coming, they see you go, they know your secrets, that you know theirs. This town is crazy. Fighting, I'm tired of fighting, fighting for a lost cause. Baby, I'm lost. Baby, I'm lost. Baby, I'm lost cause.